If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a
welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome to another hour of fun and travel. I'm glad you're here with me. Buckle your seatbelt. I'm taking you to California next. You know, we were in Florida in the last hour. And I'm glad that we visited Florida, just to prove the point that Florida is still there, people. I meet far too many people who are busy telling me that, oh, well, this is not the year to go to Florida because, after all, they had a hurricane. You know, the news so overdoes these visuals that stick in your mind. All the hoteliers I have had on the air with me in Florida since the hurricane last fall were all open and operating at full tilt within 3 days after the hurricane blew through. And the only reason most of them took an extra day or two in that three-day window was that their staff had evacuated to higher ground and they had to get them all back. You know, the same is true with California. If you believe everything you see, you think California is either under mud or burned down or both. And that's one of the reasons that I love to have on guests who live and work and are immersed 100%, maybe 150% of their time, completely involved in making sure that travelers have a wonderful experience. And you know that my mission is to introduce my audiences on air, online, and when we go off the air today on this radio show, on television, nationwide, and including in the nation as far away as Honolulu and Maui, all over the country, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air in 2 hours. For the first time, and will be on for the next 52 weeks. And if I'm still having fun doing it, it'll roll over forever and ever the way radio has. We're now in our 16th year on radio, bringing you the kind of travel information that you really need, because I am always on the air trying to balance out the inaccuracies, the misconceptions, the wrong information of the highest order that I hear on radio, I see in newscasts, I read in print, where I want to reach through and grab somebody's neck and shake them just a little bit to get their attention and tell them they don't know what they're talking about. And so to prove the point this hour, we're going to whisk you off. By the way, you can go to sabrams.com/blog, sabrams.com/blog, and scroll down until you come to this big long list of the TV stations where, when it's 5 p.m. in East Coast time, count backwards across the nation and to Hawaii, when it's 5 p.m. on the East Coast, that's when Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will go on the air on those stations. So go have a look and go watch the show. Yeah, that'll be a good thing. I want to go off to California because one of the things that has troubled me is that so many people have seen fires and mudslides and who knows what, that it's discouraging them from making plans to go to California. And it's a big mistake. It's a big mistake. And so I've got somebody waiting on the line to talk to us about how big a mistake it actually is to cross California off your list this year. So be prepared to get out that eraser that on the other side of the pencil that you use to put that slash. Because what a great place for the visitor, for the traveler. You want to be met by happy people, happy to see you. That's a Californian we're talking about. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
On the line with me is Bob Rausch. He is president and CEO of RAR. Hospitality.com. He has become, from the first moment I ever spoke to him, probably a dozen years ago, the criteria that you would use to describe a good friend, and I've never met this man face to face. We've only ever spoken on the phone. But you know how when you have that moment when you need something and you call somebody and I say, I need your help, and they don't hang up on you. They're there to do what you need them to do in that moment of need. That's Bob Rausch, who from the first moment I spoke to him, I fell in love with. Bob is the president and CEO of this company that owns and manages about 15 hotels, mostly in California. And one of them, actually two of them, I think I've actually been inside of. So I am delighted to have him on the air with me. And he's out and about, so we're talking on his cell phone, which we are praying continues to give us a very strong signal. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great, Stephanie. It's so good to hear from you and talk to you. One of the things I want to confirm is that South Beach down in Florida is still working at full tilt. I was just there last month. So all is good there, but all is even better out here in California.
Yeah, well, the Chamber of Commerce thanks you for that. Yeah, you know, I had the owner. Do you know Jonathan Plutnik?
I don't know him.
He owns the Betsy on Ocean Drive in South Beach. I had him on the air about a week, not even a week, after the hurricane swept through Florida, and within 3 days they were open and operating again, and they only took 3 days because they had to round their staff up to come back because a lot of people got out and went to visit relatives in the north or somewhere else in the country, and they had to get them back to the hotel. But within 3 days, he said, all the rooms are fine. We have three restaurants. They're fine. Our bar is fine. Our pools are fine. Everything is good. He said we had a couple of plants get knocked over. That's it. So we replaced the planters.
And it was the same, you know, by the way, Stephanie, even Key West was back in business quickly. And frankly, we've been back in business here in California. You know, a few hotels up in the wine country, you know, we lost. But everything's fine. So,
well, you know, and it's funny you mentioned, you know, Key West. You know, I'm a little Supergirl, only I'm, you know, like 2 inches tall, like a miniature toy. I'm the little Supergirl with the little Supergirl cape. And when I see that the kind of information being disseminated by the news media is creating havoc for the tourism and travel industry because they are giving you the impression that this place is uninhabitable, so why would you want to go there at least for another 18 months while they clean up their act? I had on, do you know the people over at Hostmark Hospitality?
I do.
Okay, you know Brad Weiser?
I don't know Brad.
All right, he's a member of the family that owns Hostmark, and they opened. We had him on, I want to say, in July or August, something like that. Somebody's early in the summer. They opened brand new out of the box as one of the 12 award-winning architectural hotel builds for 2017 from Architectural Digest. So I had Brad on the air, and 3 months later, the hurricane hits, and I had him on the air a couple of weeks ago. I think it's a couple of weeks ago, or maybe we interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to air next week or something like that. Go look up Brad Weiser at my site, and if it's not there yet, it will be. But he said in the interview that I was probably the second person to call him when after the hurricane hit to find out if everything was okay and everybody was okay. And they had, and we just had him on again to talk about it. They had practically no damage. They had some landscape damage. They didn't have any damage to the hotel at all. And you wouldn't think that to watch the news. It's the same thing what you're seeing with fires and mudslides in California. They give you the impression this is an uninhabitable destination. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and balance that story. Stay with me. We're talking with my good friend Bob Rausch, who's out driving somewhere in Southern California right now, the president and CEO of RAR Hospitality, who operate, manage, own hotels all over California and in Colorado and in Arizona. And we're going to learn all about it after these important messages. So pay close attention and stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack. With a $1 million sea view, drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958.
1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
I wish they all could be.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams here with Bob Rausch, who's driving somewhere in California. He's the president and CEO of RARHospitality.com. If you go there, you'll be able to see the hotels themselves that we've been talking about that are in the RAR Hospitality Group. Where exactly are you driving right now, sir?
Well, right now I'm driving toward Legoland, where we have a lovely independent hotel called Carlsbad by the Sea. It's one of 10 hotels that we have here in San Diego area.
Wow. Wow.
I just left the hotel that you came to when we first got together to take care of the kids who needed some a little help. Down at the Homewood Suites, just left there a few minutes ago.
I remember
that
well.
Del Mar. That's the Del Mar area. So we have them near Legoland, near the fairgrounds and racetrack. We have them near the Safari Park. That's one of our Marriott properties. We've got some unbranded independent boutique hotels downtown and next to the San Diego Zoo. We got them all over.
Wow. When did they open Legoland?
Legoland opened in 1998. And our hotel was, at that time, it was a Holiday Inn. But it's an independent now right next to Legoland. And
wow.
Legoland is arguably the best place to take kids age 2 to maybe 12. The best.
I'll bet there are some adults that enjoy it, too.
Oh, I still love it. Are you kidding? Lego blocks are great, and the rides there are a lot of fun. They're called pink knuckle rides. not too scary. Too scary, Jeff.
Okay. It's probably still too scary for me because I'm the biggest chicken on the face of the earth. And, I get a lot of fun out of just standing on the sidelines and waving at the people who are shrieking their brains out. So, that's enough for me. But I didn't have time to go. I've been many times to San Diego Zoo, which is a real treasure. But I have, I didn't really have time to go and play in San Diego when I came out to meet not only you but the wonderful staff at Homewood Suites. It was wonderful, really wonderful. And the kids that I sponsored from the Giving Tree Outreach Program in Phoenix, Arizona, who live in a shelter for homeless and needy children, severely needy children, and who had never seen the ocean. I mean, there's so many things. You know, maybe there are people that live in the Midwest whose families never managed to get to the East Coast or the West Coast, so they've never seen or put their feet in the ocean. But for people who live on the coastlines and take it for granted, you know, not only is it a great spot for amusement and happy memories, but it's also a phenomenal learning experience because the children in that group ranged in age from 6 to 15. And the youngest, the 6-year-old, was a little one named Lenny, who's now probably 18, 19 years old. And Lenny, of course, had never been to a beach like the other children because they came from Tucson, Arizona. And when the chaperones were standing at the water's edge and a couple of them sitting at the water's edge and the children were playing in San Diego in the surf, Lenny came running back to Libby Wright, who was then the executive director, and said, Miss Libby, what time do the waves stop? Now, for somebody, I mean, it's humorous, it's cute, it's funny, but for the average 6-year-old who lives on the East or West Coast, they know the waves don't stop because they've been here, been to the beach enough times to have that experience. And so you, Mr. Roush, and I just got chills because of what I'm about to say. Literally, I got little frizzles up and down my arms. Because I was able to reach out to a total stranger in hospitality and say, I've got 15 kids and 4 chaperones ready to drive with the help of Avis, the franchisee of Avis Car Rental in Tucson, when the bus that they used at the Giving Tree broke down 3 days before the trip. Can you imagine? And Avis came through to provide 4 7-passenger station wagons that the 4 chaperones could drive. And you were there to step up to the plate to provide not only housing for these kids, but your wonderful buffet breakfast and your whatever it is you put out at night. They were all taken care of. And after all was said and done, I never met any of these people, not the people that were helping me make this miracle, and not the kids or even Libby Wright at that time. I looked at my husband and said, I have to go out there and meet them. And so I flew out and was sitting in the lobby of your Homewood Suites in San Diego when the four seven-passenger cars pulled in. So they had plenty of room for themselves and for their luggage and everything. And I had ordered balloons in the lobby, and your staff, I didn't ask them to do this. They were so sweet, so thoughtful. And you have no idea what this meant to that group of children who are deprived beyond your wildest imaginations. They had a little welcome sack for each child filled with little toys and little sweets and little games and just all kinds of things. Like, it was like a stuffed stocking on Christmas morning for each of those kids. You had to, you know, I mean, that was so wonderful. And they had the most amazing experience. And I had experiences I'm just remembering now that I'm going to write about in my blog. So go to sabrams.com/blog, because I have to tell you of some of the other miracles that happened while I was at that Homewood Suites to meet the kids and their chaperones. And you tell me I met you, and I feel terrible because I don't remember that part.
Well, I don't have to be memorable as long as my hotels are.
Oh my gosh. I mean, listen, the way you stepped up to the plate, you know, there are people that are born with a brain and some that are born with a heart and some who are born or develop a heart of gold. And I have to tell you, clearly, you are a clever businessman. And I can remember one of our early conversations, Bob, when you said to me, and this is word for word, because the things I remember with perfection. Tell me quick, the clock is ticking, and I have things to do. And so I spit out my story, and you said, you got it. Send me an email. Tell me everything you want, and it's all yours. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. I want to find out about the 15 hotels in the RAR group. Don't leave me.
Have the sunshine, and the girls all get so tan.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Bob Rausch, travel guru extraordinaire, president and CEO of RAR Hospitality. You can visit them at rarhospitality.com. Also, go to travelers411.com and click on the photo album in our member photos. Click on member photos and you'll see photos that his marketing team has uploaded so that you can see what we're talking about today. Travel guru, is that right? Is it travel guru?
No, well, I have my blog site is hotelguru.com.
Hotel guru, that's you. Okay, almost right. Hotelguru.com. So, what was your family in the hotel business, or how did you fall into that?
No, I'm first generation. I was looking for a job when I was at the University of Illinois. I applied for a dishwasher job, and they said I was overqualified. When I told them I spoke Spanish, they hired me. So that was a few years ago, 44 to be exact. So I have fun every day still. So, yeah, I love talking to our guests, and I love mentoring our employees. We have about 700 employees.
Wait. That's a big leap from they didn't want to hire you in a hotel as a dishwasher to you've got 700 employees reporting through directors and whatnot to you at RAR Hospitality. Wait a minute. There's a middle you left out.
I went to hotel school and I worked my way up the ladder. You know, hard work pays. If you keep at it for 44 years, something good should happen.
Well, let me ask you a question. What hotel school did you go to?
Florida International University in Miami.
Wow. And
we call that some people would call that the Cornell of the South. I call Cornell the FIU of the North.
I got it. So you went to school and you continued to be inspired and motivated to enter the travel business. How did you get to the point of starting your own hotel company?
Well, that took my wife helped me. She said, you know, you work so hard, why don't we buy a hotel? And I said, with what money? And she said, well, we'll go to friends and family and we'll hit some credit card debt up, you know, we'll make it work. So we raised money, bought a little. As a matter of fact, we bought our first hotel right near Legoland, where I happen to have just arrived. And that was 21 years ago.
What hotel was that?
It was called the Ocean Inn in Leucadia. We sold that 3 years later. Somebody just walked in and made us an offer and bought some land, built a couple of hotels that you saw, my Hilton Garden Inn and Homewood Suites that we opened in 05 and 08, respectively. And let me think. Well, we're at 15 now, but we don't own all of them, so we third-party manage these hotels. What's most important for your listeners, I think, is that there are a lot of companies like this. You mentioned Hostmark. They're very good. Jerome Cataldo is the person I know with Hostmark, and I worked with Hostmark back in the 80s, a great company. These companies are important, but the most important thing is where the hotels are located and whether or not the staff is really warm. And that is really, you know, we can't do anything about the location if we take over somebody's hotel. And we built our hotels in phenomenal locations that we chose, and it takes a lot of time to get permits and all that. But regardless of where you are, if your team is warm and service-oriented, they make all the difference. You were talking about my Homewood Suites team. A lot of those employees are still there 13 years later.
Wow. Wow. Is there a common thread? I mean, you mentioned the Marriott, you mentioned Hilton, and you mentioned whatever and whatever. what is, aside from, you know, the focus on staff, is there a common philosophical underpinning? Is there something that pulls it all together?
I think so. I think regardless of whether or not you're a brand or an independent hotel, and regardless of where you're located, if the ownership takes care of the employees will end up taking care of us when we're guests. And the guests will be so happy and thrilled, they will drive commentary on social media, whether it's TripAdvisor or any social media outlet, Facebook, whatever it is. And all of a sudden, where it used to be one person would tell another person, now it's one person ends up telling 500 of their
thousands of
friends.
People.
Then Twitter. You know, I mean, I tweet every day, and I don't post on Facebook for business. I have a staff that posts, because with 15 hotels, I couldn't possibly keep up with Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, and all that. But I do look forward to hearing from any of your listeners who want information, because to this day, the first people I'm responsive to are guests and employees.
Mention, before we went on the air, you rattled off a list of destinations in which RAR hospitality properties are located. And because none of them are called RAR Hotel,
right.
You know, it's important. If you go to that site, you're going to be looking at, and there's a link from sabrams.com, sabrams.com, show notes. So if you go click on Bob Roush, you click on the show notes, you're going to see the link that'll take you there. So if you're driving, don't worry about, you know, running off the road trying to put it down, but you're not going to pass a sign that says RAR this way. So what are we looking for, and where are we looking for it?
Well, online at rarhospitality.com, we've got all of our hotels with all their websites are direct links, and you can see pictures of every hotel. The pictures are real.
Okay,
and,
so where are
that's
they?
Easy.
Where are they?
The properties 10 in San Diego, from Coronado Beach up to Carlsbad and across to San Marcos. So we cover all of the San Diego metropolitan area. We have hotels in Los Angeles, Phoenix, Tucson, and Colorado Springs as well.
Wow. Wow, that's fabulous.
Well, and I get to all those hotels, and I'm just pulled up to another one, as I mentioned to you, and that's what makes a difference, is caring about the employees and caring about the guests. So, you know, you may find a better rate somewhere, but what you want to find is a staff that really, that A, remembers you, and B, cares.
Well, you know, the whole thing about, and this has been the big change with the internet, a lot of times people are picking where they're going to stay by price, and then they realize that they're going to either be in the car and traffic an extra half hour each way they want to go, wherever they wanted to go, or if they're taking taxis, it's going to cost them a bloody fortune and the inconvenience of trying to catch a cab, Uber notwithstanding, you know, because they picked a place with a great price, but it's not such a bargain, because the place that they picked, they have to pay for parking, and what they're paying for parking, if you know, it would have been cheaper to stay at the more expensive place, or what seemed to be the more expensive place, because they didn't charge for parking, so it came out less, and
right.
They're right where they want to be, so they don't have to spend an hour a day trying to get from one place to another, especially in California, where everything, nothing is convenient, really. I mean, everything is sprawled out from one end to the other. It's a big, lanky state. You know, it's not like if you're in Manhattan, you know, you don't walk out and two blocks away, there's what you want. You know, you have to rely on getting from one place to another. And it bothers me, because often, you know, if you find a brand that you love and you know what to expect from that brand, you're going to go. And that's one of the reasons when I read things at those on-air sites where people write their reviews, some of those people have never traveled before. So how trustworthy is their review when they tell you someplace didn't do what they needed them to do? And there are things, I've written a couple of things at TripAdvisor, so they've sent me meritorious letters about it, emails. But, I don't generally write except when I'm pushed over the edge. And I'm pushed over the edge when somebody slams a hotel because there was only one set of bath towels. you know, the big one, the hand towel, the washcloth, and there was one bar of soap, and they go home and they write a horrible thing about this place. It's like, you know, people, have you never traveled before? Pick up the phone, call downstairs, tell them you have a fetish about the number 27. You want 27 towels, you want 27 bars of soap, and in 27 minutes, it'll be there. What are you? What's your problem? We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here talking with Bob Rausch about the hotels and the RAR Hospitality Group. We'll be right back. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Ole.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line, delightfully, Bob Rausch, the president and CEO of RAR Hospitality. And you can visit their site at, and you really need to visit their site, rarhospitality.com, where you will see listed the multitude of hotels that they own and are in their hotel management group. And they're predominantly out west. So if you're headed westward and you're going to California or Colorado or Arizona, you want to check rarhospitality.com. And you'll find a link in the show notes at sabrams.com. I often wish that you could hear the conversations we have in the commercial breaks, and maybe one day we'll set up TV here. Remember that when this show goes off the air, when it's 5 p.m. East Coast, 6 p.m., sorry about 5 p.m. East Coast time. Well, I guess you've already missed it then, haven't you? All right. I just realized that it's 7 o'clock on the East Coast now. So, all right, how do we do this? If you go to sabrams.com/blog, you will find a link from where the big A for Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams is in the text. The last two words are sneak preview. You can see a sneak preview there. And every Sunday at 5 p.m., just before we go on the air, you can go watch my TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. And after it airs, we will load it up online. So if you miss something, you don't miss anything. Bob, when we were in the commercial break, you were telling... Good that I had that conversation. I'm messed up. Tell me about this robot you were telling me about in the commercial break. You have a robot in one of your hotels.
sure. And we just built a Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott in just east of Carlsbad in a town, college town called San Marcos in San Diego. So we put in a robot. It's a service robot. So if you order something, you want more towels in your room or you want something from our sundry shop, some food and beverage, the robot actually delivers it to you. It performs through the Wi-Fi system, so it actually connects to the elevator, pushes the elevator button itself, comes to your room, calls you, says, "Miss Abrams, your delivery is here." You open the door, and a robot greets you, and it doesn't talk to you with a voice, but it does have a prompter that says, "Miss Abrams, please reach inside here for your delivery." And then you open it, and if you like the delivery, you know, because it says, "Please rate my surface." If you rate it a 5 on, you know, 1 to 5 stars, you rate it a 5, it does what we call a shimmy, which is a mini dance. And it is hysterical. And the guests love being served by a robot. I got beat up on social media, though. There were 600 people who said, "Great article I wrote about the robot." And several people, I'm going to say four or five, said, "How dare you hire a robot instead of a human? What are you doing? You know, the labor unions got all over my case. This is not to replace employees. This is to go up when I've got employees who are too busy to...
to leave what they're doing.
Two tasks at once, I send up the robot." But people ask for the robot. They love it.
How tall is it?
Produced by a company called, it's 3 feet high. It's produced by a company called Savioke, Savioke. And they are, they have 55 or 60 robots in hotels. We were the first ones in San Diego.
Okay.
We intend to be the first ones in Phoenix. And it's actually a great concept.
Okay. 150 years ago, my husband was a top executive at a company called Gabriel Industries. You know every one of the products they ever made. You never heard of the company because they didn't put money into marketing their company brand, only their individual products. Their individual products included, it was a toy company, such things as erector sets, Jim Dandy backyard swing sets, the games Othello and Headache and Trouble and whatever, which they acquired from, I don't know who, some other toy company that they bought it from. They actually bought Rubik's Cube from Ideal Toys after the Rubik's Cube phase had passed. That was a dumb acquisition. But what's the other stuff? Gilbert Science Equipment, you know, the chemistry sets. Tinker Toys. Did I say Tinker Toys? I mean, you know, you would have known, you know, if I showed you a catalog of their products, you'd say, "Oh, I had this. I played with that." And so they came out with a robot. What was his name? Max? Max Steel. Who was also about 36 inches tall. I don't know that it was made by Savioke. Do you remember the name of the manufacturer? Anybody? Oh, Gabriel manufactured it itself. And it came out, I'm going to say, in the late 70s, early 80s. Early 80s. We have Max at our house. I really have to deliver it to my son's house because he was given Max as a holiday present 1 year. But at the moment, Max is still in our house. And he did, you know, he had a little tray. You put a little tray on his arms, and we would send things from room to room on Max. So that's kind of a funny thing. We have a little more than a minute, and I have that's a fabulous thing, by the way. That the Fairfield Suites by
Fairfield Inn and Suites
in San Marco. When I come out, we got to go there. I don't even know
sure.
if I can do this question in this hour. I tell you what. Why don't we do something I rarely do and hold you over if you can spare me another few minutes into the next hour, because I want to put to you a case study and something that happened to me, and I'd like to tell you what happened to me and get your answer to this story.
Okay.
Can we do that?
We'll do it.
I appreciate that. So we're
no
going to
problem.
Go into the next hour right after the top of the hour news. We'll be right back. Don't leave us. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
They say, "Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away."
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.